Hello.
You are listening to WGRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm your host, the unideal idealist, ideating independent of institutional constraints, Travis King. I have with me today a guest, a woman renowned in wide-reaching, concentric, eccentric circles for retiring and inspiring concepts of personhood in the most interpersonal and intimate fashion possible. My guest, Abby Zaya.
Wow, thank you so much for that beautiful introduction.
Of course.
I feel like I shouldn't even speak after hearing you. Wow.
You can speak whenever you want, Abby Zaya.
I feel like I speak too normally now. Like too boring.
That's the only thing. I listened to this, I don't know if you know, R.I.P. Ferreira. Right.
No.
Okay. Anyway, rapper. Right.
Okay.
He did a thing on the first thing of the album, and it did a thing where he did the thing. Right.
Thing,
I was like,
yeah.
Oh, this is so cool. I need to do it for guests. So I did for
That's
guests.
That's amazing. I feel very special.
Anyway, hello everyone. I am the Night Show. This is Travis King. I have a message for all of you. I love all of my listeners, but I love you specifically. You right now, the listener, the most. Remember that. Abby Zaya, I've described you the best way that I can. How would you describe yourself?
How would I describe myself? I would say that I am Abby Zaya.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's, you know, some people don't realize that, but I am Abby Zaya.
Uh-huh.
You know, I like art. I like music. Sounds boring because it's basic just to say I like art, I like music, I like dance.
I feel like it's a little bit more than that though. Tell me what you do,
Abby
Zaya.
Tell me what I do.
Yeah.
Tell you what I do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tell me what I do. Like where? Here on campus?
I don't know.
In life?
Well, I mean, you know. Yeah, I know you do dance.
I dance, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, at the dance company here at Lafayette, I choreograph, so I'm teaching a class, and I mm-hmm. also dance in other people's choreographed classes, but
mm-hmm.
Dance is the big thing for me, and connected to that, obviously, music. You need to have good music to dance
sure,
to.
True, true,
so,
true.
So, you know, if, like, sometimes you have to have a certain playlist that's, like, this is for when I need to move my body, and, like, That's at least how I feel about it. So
yeah.
Dance music, very connected, obviously. So.
Obviously.
So yeah.
For sure. Well, we have a show tonight, hypothetically.
It's
November. I don't want to talk too much because the little song's running out here. The first song is one of the songs that I picked. It's November Has Come. I thought it was fitting for the first song, right?
True.
It has my favorite MF Doom verse of all time. He died one day ago. Last year. Crazy, crazy. This is November Has Come by the Gorillaz. Why is it not?
Slow it down some, no split, clown bum, your gold hit sound dumb, hold it now, crown them, where you found them at, got them round town, could have drowned in it, would have floated, bloated, voted, sugar coated, loaded, hip shooter, draw for the poor, free, coffee at the banks, hit through the scraw, none more for me, thanks, that blanks the roar, that dank short stank lit, sank past the pit for more hardcore prank spit, crank it on blast, roll past front street, blew the whole spot like some old ass with skunk meat, these kids is too fast, juiced off a junk tree. Who could get looser off a crunk or a funk beat?
Something is starting today. Where did it go? Why you want it to be where you know November has come and it's gone away. Something is starting today. Where did it go? Why you want it to be where you know November has come and it's gone.
like a spigot. My guess is yes, you can, like can I kick it wicked. Lick a shot if you happy and you know it, as you clap your hands to the thick snot of a poet flowing. Broken pen and I'm in cold hymen, dope or rhyming, more worth it than the whole diamond acquired off the black market. A wire tapping, couldn't target a jar spit, the rapid fire spark lit. A rapper, bug zapper, and it don't matter after if there's a thug or dapper. Plug your trap or it's maximum exposure. The beast got family members asking them for closure. Send them a gun and tell them clean it. Then go get the nun who said her son didn't mean it. She wore a filled in thong, a billabong, and said, nah, for real, I'm a gorilla, I'm a gorilla, John.
Something has started today. Where did he go? Why you wanted to be where you know November has come.
Dreaming of the place, bring myself away, like embarking days. Scare my fears away, no one to complain. Baby, was it great? I'm running, switch, I can't escape. Future back into the gate. I'm passing up on different lane. Pleasure flip up to my grade. I'm ready to switch, I can't escape. Switch right back to the gate. I'm busting up when I feel pain. Away like in bucking days. I'm ready to switch a cop's game. I bust it up another lane. I push a flip up to my grave.
Hi. That was, I don't know, Nappy Wonder by Blood Orange, Negro Swan. I guess this is a good time to explain why one of my November songs doesn't have the word November in it.
Yeah, true.
I just want the show to be what I feel like the vibes of November are for me and for Abby. For me specifically, I think of November as a sort of closing time. The year, the at least the fun parts are sort of ending in a way, and it's a little bit sad, but there's still the warmness of fall that I think we all very, very much enjoy. So it's a weird sort of contrast of tones, but it's surprisingly not ubiquitous, but it's surprisingly widespread in music, I think. So yeah, that was Nappy Wonder. I feel like that That's that, you know?
Yeah, I don't think you could have described it a better way. I mean, and I wholeheartedly agree with your description of November, at least the feelings surrounding November.
Sure.
And like with music, like definitely I feel like a lot of like sort of melancholy vibes, but also like, you know, like pretty acoustic stuff. And I don't know, like there is that contrast and I love it.
I love November a lot. Yeah. It's, I have a complicated relationship with November. We can get into that a little bit later.
We'll get into that.
What song would you like to play from your playlist? I can show it to you.
Let's just go in the order that I have them.
Sure.
So
seems like it makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, that would make sense.
So this is Catch by the Cure,
yeah,
right?
Catch by the Cure. Kiss Me, Kiss Me, Kiss Me.
Do you have anything to say?
This one is more of like the melancholy that I was talking about just like 2 seconds ago. Mm-hmm. But I think it's like in this album, it is like a kind of switch in tone. It is only the second track, after like the opening instrumental, but, I don't know. It's very sweet, but I guess bittersweet is the better word, but I just think it's very pretty. I love it.
Sure. I'm excited to listen to it. I've never listened to this song. This is Catch by the Cure.
Sky. been a long time that I've wandered, but through the people I have known, oh, if you would and you could straighten my new mind's eye.
That was Northern Sky by Nick Drake.
Yeah, that was my second song. I was actually just telling Travis that I kind of got Charlie Brown vibes and with the little like piano moments in there, which makes me think of Thanksgiving for some reason. I don't know. But Thanksgiving obviously happens in November. I don't really need to explain that. But but yeah, I feel like it's very like subtly pretty, and like also any like acoustic-y piano guitar stuff, I'm just like fall.
Yeah,
November is fall, like yes. Mm-hmm. So that's a good one. And Travis actually introduced me to Nick Drake.
That's crazy. Whoa. Back in April when I had no idea who she was.
We didn't know each other. But I'm eternally grateful. So
yeah, Nick Drake is really good at that, the somber but sometimes hopeful acoustic stuff. There's some stuff that gets pretty dark. He unfortunately killed himself shortly after the album that had Pink Moon on it. So there was a lot of darkness there. But I think like Brian Wilson, like he really tried to be optimistic even through his tough life, which I admire. You know, it's hard. Life is hard. Anyway, November. What's your history with Novembers? Do you think November is a good month for you or not good month for you?
I think November is a good month for me. It's also my mom's birthday is in November, so I have good memories of like my mom's birthday. And I mean fall has always been my favorite season, and I feel like November is like kind of like the culmination of fall, and like it's just starting to be like kind of frigid, at least like where I'm from. Mm-hmm. So it's like the end of fall, and there's something like sad about that, but it's also just like, okay, like the new year is coming up, like it's gonna be like, yeah, I just
cool. You gotta buckle down for the winter.
Yeah, exactly,
for sure. Okay, the next song is Ain't It Strange by Dr. Dog. I think this is like the most November album that I've heard. Ain't It Strange specifically, like there's so many good lines on it. I don't know if you know Dr. Dog at all.
Yeah, I do. Just a little. Not that much.
Did I add it to your playlist? I forget. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
There's a
line in the song that says, ain't it a shame that words can't say shoot, I forget. I'll bring it up later. It's fine. It's a really good line. I relate to it a lot. This is Ain't It Strange by Dr. Dog.
Yeah. let him handle me and drive me mad. If you can keep me, I wanna stay with you forever, and I'll be glad. Yes, I love you, Pokey. Don't let him take me. Don't let him handle me with his hot hands. If you can keep me, I want to stay here with you forever. I've got my man.
That song is "I Loves You, Porgy" by Nina Simone. I think it perfectly, I don't know, we were talking about this, the cold but warm of November. I think it perfectly matches that. I love Nina Simone. She's most well known for her civil rights anthems in the mid-1960s, but in the late 1950s when this album came out, I think, I don't know, it's just more intimate, more emotional, more personal. Than her later stuff, and it hits me in a certain way, but yeah, I like it a lot.
Beautiful. I enjoyed it too.
That's good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
This is very embarrassing. Let's look at what song is next on the list, huh?
Let's look at the next song.
Should we?
Yeah, I think. Do I remember? I think it might be Autumn Sweater. Is that what it's called? Maybe.
Autumn Sweater. Oh, Yellow Tango.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. This one, I feel like it's self-explanatory why I chose it for November. Mm-hmm. Autumn Sweater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's cold outside.
Yeah.
It's cold outside. So
yeah.
Put on your autumn sweater.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's not much else to say about this one.
It's Yola Tango.
It is Yola Tango.
I've listened to one album by Yola Tango, and I haven't listened to any of their songs. You like Yola Tango?
I do like Yola Tango. Yeah.
Good. Man, this is unprofessional.
It's okay. I think this show is very professional.
Oh my goodness.
Because we have thousands of listeners right now.
We do. Well,
so thank you for listening.
I don't know if you at home know this, but I can see the live viewer count and exactly who's listening right now. Yeah. So we have about probably 3 million viewers right now.
Yeah. Hi, guys. Thank you so much again.
Yeah.
It means the world to us.
But now that I've completed stalling, we have a song. It's called Autumn Sweater by Yola Tango. I hope you enjoy it. Goodbye.
Spend my days with a woman unkind. Smoke my stuff and drink all my wine. Made up my mind, make a new start. Going to California with an aching in my heart. Someone told me there's a girl out there with love in her eyes and flowers in her hair. Chances on a big jet plane. Never let them tell you that we all are the same. Oh, the sea was red and the sky was gray. Wondered how tomorrow could ever follow today. Mountains and the canyons start to tremble and shake. The children of the sun begin. Away. Watch out. It seems that the wrath of the gods got a punch on the nose and it's starting to flow. I think I might be sinking. Throw me a line if I reach it in time. Meet you up there and the path runs straight. A king, they say she plays guitar and cries and sings. La la la. Ride a white mare in the footsteps of dawn, trying to find a woman who's never, never, never been born. Standing on the hill in the mountain of dreams, telling myself it's not as hard, hard, hard as it seems.
That was Going to California by Led Zeppelin.
Ooh, yeah. I messed it up.
It was a good effort.
Guys, I'm trying, if you're to our millions of listeners, I'm trying to bring back Booyah.
I don't want to lose all our millions of viewers.
Okay, well, if you're cool, you would want to bring back Booyah as
fair,
well.
Fair.
Like, Ronstoppable. Booyah. Booyah.
What did you just say to me?
Ronstoppable? Did you not watch Kim Possible?
No. Well, I did.
Travis King.
What?
Okay, we're losing so many viewers.
This is reading my mind.
The numbers are going down rapidly. That's really tough.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. Like, when I listen to radios, I just, the thing that makes me want to listen to them more is like whether or not they've watched Kim Possible.
You know what, Travis King? I just played two really good songs on your show.
Yeah, you did. So do you want to talk about Going to California?
I'll talk a little bit about Going to California.
I haven't updated too long.
I wanted to choose that one because the song is like paying homage to Joni Mitchell. I've read that somewhere. Because, I mean, if you look at the lyrics talking about, I mean, first of all, Joni's song, California. Now we have Going to California. Joni Mitchell, it gives very November, autumn vibes to me. And this, I was like, oh, this is like something different from actually choosing Joni Mitchell. And I just think the guitar work is so pretty. And yeah, November, November.
And with that. Read My Mind by Leon Halvis. I guess I have to talk about this song, too.
Talk about it.
I don't know.
Okay, don't talk
it's
about
it. It's a really, really good, like, alt R&B song. It's got those acoustic guitars. I really like R&B and rap with live instrumentation. And what's her name? No Name does it really well. I think No Name's last album was amazing. But this, Leon Lajavis's self-titled album, is the best that this vibe has ever done. So this is Read My Mind by Leon Lajavis.
So right, could make a baby tonight, throw my life away. Oh, I'd die another day. Feels like I've got nothing to hide. Serendipity, I notice you notice me. Those eyes caught by surprise. If I look again, oh, what's gonna happen then? Sweet joy when a girl meets a boy. It happened naturally. Literally. Could you possibly be any closer to me, boy? Not a thing you can do, 'cause I'm coming for you. possibly be any closer to me.
That was, shoot, it's a Neil Young song. I know that. Tell Me Why by Neil Young. I like Neil Young a lot. He's one of the people in the class, the full class of the 70s, post Bob Dylan, of Joni Mitchell and Crosby, Stills and Nash and Neil Young. This album especially is the cold but warm vibe in manifest, right? Tell Me Why, especially, I like the lyric, tell me why it's hard to make